Guys got so scared off by the sugya, there's a more mamakobas than any other sugya we've ever had since the days of Chazabatim. 20 mamakobas. Then you realize it's such an easy sugya. Each mamakob is easier than the next, so it's not going to take so long. It's a very, very easy sugya. Just happens to have a lot of mamakobas on it. So the sugya begins with the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh. Now, we've talked about Me'ein Shalosh many, many times. But the Mishnah introduces us the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, which, believe it or not, is a machlokes HaTanoim, when it even exists, possibly. What's the Shaila? So Me'ein Shalosh is Kishma Keinu. It's Me'ein. It's a shortened, abridged version of the Shemoneh Esrei. So, of the Birchas HaMazon. I was about to compare it to the Mishnah brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So you have two different Mishnayos and Shas, both in brachas, one in the fourth parak, one in the sixth parak, that talk about a notion of a Me'ein. There's the real McCoy, that's the long, long, long schlepped out brachas. And then you have this concept that sometimes you recite one bracha that captures all the essence of all the other multiple brachas, and you combine it into one. That's a me'ein. So the Mishnah of the fourth parak has a machlokes HaTanoim by me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Chazal misakein that there were the Ashkenaz Gedolim misakein the Yudches brachas. The Gemara's old discussion that they were misakein it, and then there was a shot of what the order was, and then they were re-misakein it back in the days of Baishen and the end of Baishen. But lemaisa, the original formation of the takana of Davish Shemoneh Esrei was instituted back in the days of Ezra. That was the original takana of Shemoneh Esrei. So it was called Shemoneh Esrei. Things don't change in halacha that quickly. So then, even when they added on another bracha, the days of the post by Shane, the days of Rabbi Gamliel, so it was a big, big problem. There were a lot of individuals who were big machinim. They would snitch on the Jews to the Romans, and they were very, very problematic. They were meanim. They were people who had all kind of fakrumta beliefs that constituted a minus. We won't mention them by name. They were a well-known group that existed in the beginning of the period post by Shani. They had started a little bit before. They got their beginnings towards the very end of the Tkufa by Shani. They continued well past the Chulin by Shani. They continued Ad HaYom Hazeh. So they were zoichet to get themselves a bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei that Birchas Aminim. So the Gemara tells us in the fourth Perek of Brachas that when it came time, Rabbi Gamliel realized that we have to make a bracha, to have to add a bracha to Shemoneh Esrei to get these guys out of here. So so they were trying to figure out who we're going to trust to make this nuscha, make a nuscha tefillah. That's so simple. Just get together, make a new bracha to Shemoneh Esrei for the David Davis. They changed the takana of Anshikas HaGadoyla. You see that even though they changed the takana, it's still called Shemoneh Esrei. Adiyamas, even though there are 19 brachas, because it's just Ezra was still Ezra. So Rabbi Gamliel and his bezin had no choice. They had to add on a bracha. So Rabbi Gamliel was very, very weary. He couldn't find anyone who was qualified to add on this bracha. There was only one person who was qualified to add a bracha. Who was that? Shmuel HaKotan. There was one Tana who they could trust to make this bracha. There were a lot of great Tanoim around in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, the Kiva, there was a lot of great Tanoim. So because Pirkei Avos, right? Because the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that Shmuel HaKotan used to always say, "V'nfale v'chal tismach." That was his like mantra. He would always walk around announcing, "V'nfale v'chal tismach." So Rabbi Gamliel realized that only somebody who really understands that klal, "V'nfale v'chal tismach," is Roy Lekach to make the bracha. If a person has any personal negias, when he sees that the minim and the mashinim are destroyed, if he feels good about it, such a person shouldn't make the bracha. A person who understands that Nebuch, it's a rachmanus, that the Rosham created Nebuch, what are you going to do? On the one hand, it's Maisi Yadish Ketan Bayam, on the other hand, it's got to save the rest of the world. The rest of the Klai Yisrael are getting destroyed, they're getting shmetted by these people, so we have to make a bracha. So the only kind of a person who is authorized to make such a bracha is someone like the Dag of Shmuel HaKadosh. So the Tanoim added on to the bracha. Now we have a 19 brachas to Shmuel HaKadosh. Remember when I was a kid, so I think I've told this over before. When I was a kid, so when I first learned the Davish Ben Esrei, maybe I don't know, first grade, second grade, whatever it was. So I remember when I first learned this idea that originally there were 18 brachas in the Ben Esrei, and then in the later years they instituted the 19th. So I was a tzibum mistaken kid. If I would tell you, average person, there used to be 18 brachas, now there are 19 brachas, which would you think would be the 19th bracha that was added? Like the last one. Makes sense, no? I mean, you had 18, and then a later generation. So I always assumed that it was the 19th bracha that was added. When did they add the 19th bracha? I remember I put this whole shtickle Torah together in my head at the age of 7. When did they add the 19th bracha? When the Medina was established, 1948. Because what is the bracha? Baruch Ami Yisrael, Shalom. Israel. So I assumed that in Europe they only said 18 brachas. They gave 9 to 48. It's 19 brachas. It wasn't like such a far-fetched assumption. Well, that's bad, right? Kidding, co-ed, SAR, elementary school, that's such a crazy assumption. So for years, a few years ago, I realized that I caught on a little bit later on in life that it wasn't exactly, that wasn't exactly the case. But for years, I thought that the 19th bracha was bracha sam so mashal. Why they changed, it says me true, but I didn't think of that, that far. I doubt it should be osa shalom, so I don't know, I didn't think that that far. Anyway, so the Mishnah quotes about Chalekes at the Noim. Let's say a person doesn't want to daven all 19 brachos. He's not interested. He's busy. He's got a final. He's got to go. It's 1 o'clock already. So he's on the go. He doesn't have time to daven all 19 brachos. So the Mishnah quotes about Chalekes at the Noim. Did Chazal also build into the system this idea of a Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei? You can make one long bracha and you give little recaps, the little highlights of each of the brachas. So that's good enough. So the Mishnah quotes a whole machlekes at Tanaim. So some Tanaim said they never heard of such a thing. The halacha doesn't recognize it. A recap bracha. You have to make the whole bracha, the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And one time says, yeah, it's a day. You want to daven Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei, you can do it every day. No big deal. And the other Tana says, if your mamish stuck and it's a big shasar chak, then we give you that break to make the mini Shemoneh Esrei, right? If everything is normal, you're in a rush for a final. And how much shasat chak depends how bad you can fail the final. Whatever it means, that's not such a shasat chak. And therefore, you have to daven a regular shmeres. That's it. We pass it like that middle ground. That you're not supposed to just daven shmeres. Once in a blue moon, some unbelievable emergency is, then there is such a concept of a me'ein shmeres. And then the Gemara gives you the text of Havineinu, which is the me'ein shmeres. Fine. So that similar idea appears in the sixth break of brachas. Here we have this notion called Birchas HaMazon. And Birchas HaMazon is Gimel Brachas. They added on the fourth bracha in Yavne. We have multiple brachas. And do we ever have such an idea that a person can make a recap bracha? It's a mini, it's a shortened version of the Birchas HaMazon. Does such a concept exist? So here the Tanoim have such a question, but it's different from the Mishnah in the fourth bracha brachas. Here it's talking about, are there any kinds of foods out there that you dafka should not bench for? Yudavka, it's not right to say the benching. You should say the mini version, the main gimel. So Rabbi Gamliel says there's no such thing. Gamliel says that it's benching or no benching. It's all or nothing. There's no such thing. So what do you bench on, says Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbi the Chumash, the Torah says, v'chaldu esvata v'rachta. Whatever's included in that pasuk, what's included in that pasuk? So Rabbi Gamliel read the pesukim in Parshas Ekev a few pesukim before. So what did the pesukim say? Eretz chitos orav v'gevet enorim. Eretz Hashem and Vash. Eretz Hashem lo v'skidus tocha balechem. So Gamliel says it mentions grapes, and it mentions dates, and it mentions olives, and pomegranates, and it mentions lechem. So on all chitos orav, cake, pasta, syrup, anything that falls into any of those psukim, the chalav is not the brach. They have to bench. And what's called benching? Kimo brachas. That's the tzur b'chzav bazen. And what did the chacham say? No, chacham say that if it's lechem, no choice. You have to bench. If it's other kinds of things, pomegranates, it's wine, it's dates, it's figs, it's olives, me'ein gimel. Then you make a shortened version of benching. Where did this machlokes? What is this machlokes about? Hakam Rav Gamliel saw that it's all or nothing, and the Chacham said, no. There are two tzuras here. There's the tzura of a real birchas hamazon, and there's the tzura of me'ein gimel. Where did this machlokes come from? What's the basis of this machlokes? So the Gemara presents this machlokes as a fundamental lomdish machlokes and a love of deraisa. How do you dash him psukim? So we got a lot of work cut out for us. Hopefully, Mishnah tomorrow we'll start the sugya to try to understand what led the two groups of Tanaim to different conclusions, and what does this mean for us? How does this all impact on some of our basic shilas, the raisas, the rabbanim? What is mitzvahs the raisas? What's happens about the raisas? Mishnah tomorrow we'll begin the sugya. Okay. Sorry for the late start.